Good morning. Welcome to St. John's for our time of worship this morning. It is good to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I will share that I believe this is the first time since March 10th, 1996. It's the first Sunday I've been in the sanctuary on a Sunday morning that I have not been in a suit and tie or robe. But for some reason, I have been encouraged over the years to do this. And you know what? I could get used to it. I feel a whole lot more comfortable, especially when it's not air-conditioned out there. But in a year, the whole building should be air-conditioned, so we'll see, at least for the summer. But it's good to be comfortable again this morning. Share a couple of highlights of the announcements. East Garden Summer Meals. The first meal went very well. We have a new meal coming up on the 27th. That's in the plans. People are ready to volunteer. We're always in need of help. I did confess to the real meal coordinator, even though I'm coordinating it from the area pastors, I'm missing the first four Thursdays. So if anybody wants to help with that, contact the church office, please. Next Sunday is the Toledo Mud Hens Fellowship outing at the baseball game. There are still tickets available, so if you weren't able to sign up before and you're able to go next Sunday, contact the church office this week. And we are blessed to have a special announcement from Jeff Rutledge this morning on behalf of the building committee.
Good morning. On behalf of the building committee, I'm going to inform you of some upcoming meetings related to the building project. And in those meetings, you're going to see a kind of a full concept with full motion video of what we're proposing to be built at St. John's. And I'm going to give you a sneak peek of that today. And we're going to play a little game of this or that. Have you all played this or that? Yeah? The rules are pretty simple. I'm going to show you two photos, and you're going to tell me which one best supports the ministries and the programs of the church, this or that. Okay. Make sense? Okay, we're going to give you an easy one to start. Go ahead. These are the steps at the south entrance and down towards Dairy Queen. Do you feel this on the top best supports the programs and the people at the church? Or that at the bottom, this or that? That, right answer. Next. Women and girls, this is your current restroom. Familiar? So this. Next slide. That is what we've come up with. This or that? Chrissy, that? Next slide. Men's restroom. Go with this or that? Next one. For all of those who've had mobility issues and those of us that might in the future, you have one place that you can sit in this sanctuary, and it's back there. That's it. Even if you want to sit up front or wherever. So this is what we have proposed right here. And you can see it's a little tough. This is where that laser pointer would come in handy, right? Okay. There you go. There's six spots in there with removable seating where someone in a scooter, wheelchair, or other assistance device could sit closer to the front or middle or rear. Would you rather have what we have now, this, or that you just saw? Go back one, please. Back one, please. This is our screen. See it right here. This is our screen. It served us well throughout the years in supporting the ministry, but it does obstruct the stained glass. So would you rather have this, or would you rather have monitors throughout that are easier maybe for the people to see in the back, and then an unobstructed view? This or that? There we go. Throughout the Imagine Your Faith Building campaign, we have told the congregation that you're going to have a voice and a vote in what we finally decide to do. You have all along. The project is approved, but we're now into the final vote. And a concept that I can finally say is very close to what we'll get. On July 7th and 11th, you're going to have a chance to see the to-be-built concept in the form of a full-motion video walkthrough. We're also going to share a lot of the details, as many details as you'd like, regarding all areas of the church covered in the project. I think the meetings are going to be the same in terms of the presentation on the 7th and the 11th, but certainly there might be different questions or conversations. Come to one or both, or whichever you prefer. And then on July 14th, we're having a congregational meeting and a final vote on this project. So we're just seeking final affirmation from you on the design, the budget, and final plans before we submit, solicit bids, and proceed. So if you would, mark your calendars for the 7th and or the 11th. And the 14th, watch for some announcements regarding meeting packets, which we'll provide before those meetings in July. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. At this time, we are going to sing our call to worship. You'll follow along with me. And our call to worship is found on page number 63 of your red hymnal. It is Psalm 136. So let us sing our call to worship.
Opening reading comes from Psalm 136, verses 1 through 9. This is Congregational Participation Sunday. So you got to play this and that. You got to sing the call to worship. And I am going to read the first phrase, and you are going to respond each time with, "His love endures forever." So Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
To Him who alone does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who by His understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day.
His love endures forever.
The moon and the stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
Join me in prayer. Lord God, we thank You for Your enduring love. We thank You for the creation of the world and the creation of the day and the creation of each one of us in this time of creation of worship. Lord, we thank You for Your love and Your mercy. And we pray that in our time of worship, we would pour out our joy and our thanksgiving and our gratitude. For You are God, and You are a faithful God, and we give You praise. Amen.
At this time, we will sing our hymns of praise, so please stand if you are able. Our hymns of praise are, "This Is My Father's World," and it is found on page number 58 of your red hymnal if you choose to follow along there. And then after a brief introduction with the piano, we will sing, "I Sing the Mighty Power of God," and it is found on page number 59 of your red hymnal. So let us sing, "This Is My Father's World."
This is my father.
As we have sung of our faith, now let us confess our faith through the words and the meaning of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence it shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to share the peace of Jesus Christ with one another. I thought I didn't have to announce it anymore, but you were being hesitant. So children coming forward to the steps, if you so desire. Wow. So quiet. Is this the way you're going to be the rest of the day? I'm going to try to unlock that for you. This is a pegboard. Did you get the unlock? This is a pegboard of half of the keys of the church that we know about. When I became pastor on staff, I went through a box of stuff and created this thing. We have two of these and still a baggie of keys. We have no idea where they go. But we have students from the workforce program, and they love to go around trying to match keys up with locks in the church. So we're working on this, but these are the keys of the church. So let's see. If you wanted to turn on the old irrigation system, you could use this key and we would water the lawn. If you wanted to get into, if it's too hot in here or too cold, this takes care of the thermostat in the sanctuary. We have this under lock and key so that nobody can do that. If you are a senior high, you could find the key on here that unlocks the gate to the tunnel, because they like to go in the tunnels when they're playing hide and seek or sardines. So we had to kind of lock that off a little bit. So these keys unlock many things around the church. And today we are talking about a great key of the faith. It's not going to be found on this pegboard, but this key of faith is called faithfulness. And I want to read about a story about a person who had great faith. And this comes from Luke chapter 7. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered into Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick. He was so sick, he was about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some friends of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with Jesus, "This man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with the friends back to the man who was sick. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at the man and turned to the crowd. He said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." This man, whose servant was sick, had such great faith that Jesus could heal. Jesus didn't even have to come and see his friend. All Jesus had to do was speak a word of healing, and the man was healed, because the men who had been sent returned to the house, and they found the servant well. That centurion had great faith, and faith is the key to believing in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that God is faithful to us, and he wants us to be faithful to him. So the next time you see any kind of keys, anytime you see a lock, think about your faith unlocking your heart to the love of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. God, we thank you for these children, and we pray that your faithfulness would just shower upon them, and in turn, they would be faithful to you through the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. God, we are reminded of your faithfulness through the scriptures and through the songs, through the word. God, we thank you. You are the God of gods, and you are a faithful God. And as we consider this fruit of the Spirit of faithfulness this morning, Lord, it all begins with you. It began with your creation, the creation of the world, the creation of each of us, the creation of life, the creation of everlasting life, the sending of your Son, Jesus, to be our shepherd, to be our guide, and to be our redeemer. So, Lord, may our hearts pour out our thanksgiving and our gratitude, Lord, for your faithfulness in so many ways in each of our lives. May we each, individually and collectively, in our time of worship, just be so moved by the power of your Spirit that we would rekindle any sense of just being a willing witness. Lord, open our eyes and our hearts to those who don't know you or have known you and have walked away or have doubts. Lord, help us to be a positive, joy-filled word of yours to others, that they would know of your faithfulness, and not only know it, they would experience your faithfulness in very real ways as we have experienced. And because we know you to be faithful, God, we pray. We pray for your blessing upon Don and Charlene, and upon Jeff and his family, upon Marilyn, and upon Gretchen, who is to return home this next week. We thank you for a team that was able to put a ramp in place for her to enter and to exit her home. We pray for Sandy and for Roger, as Sandy is now in Fairlawn Nursing Home proper. We continue to pray for her settling in, and we pray for her health, and we pray for her peace. We pray for Regina and Maria as they continue to go through times of treatment and healing. Lord, we're thankful for how Ben and Sue continue to be faithful to you as you bring healing to Ben. We pray for Stuart and Rhonda. We pray for Larry and Mel and Monty. We continue to pray for Chloe Merrillett, even though she had good news from the surgery. We pray for the recovery of that surgery. We pray for just the pain to go away and to be reduced. Lord, we pray for the mission and the ministry of Defiance Era Youth for Christ and the ministry at the Outback. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Make me strong. All I wanna do now is praise you all day long. If I should stumble, you're there to pick me up. When I get thirsty, I know you'll fill my cup. Since I opened up the door, I can't think of anything else but you anymore. Since I opened up the door, I can't think of anything else but you anymore. in a shadow, you flood me with your light. To give you pleasure, it's now my one delight. When I get weary, you give me peaceful rest. If my life is troubled, I know it's just a test. Since I opened up the door, I can't think of anything else but you anymore. Since I opened up the door, I can't think of anything else but Jesus anymore. If I'm distracted, you pull me back in line. All I can say is, Lord, you really treat me fine. Since I opened up the door, I can't think of anything else but you anymore. Since I opened up the door, can't think of anything else but you anymore. Since I opened up the door, I can't think of anything else but Jesus anymore.